Right, it's just coming up to 10 past 12. And as promised, I'm joined on the line by the leader of Brentwood Council, Chris Hossack, who's kindly agreed to talk to us here at Phoenix FM about the Brentwood Centre. Now, the decision to close the Brentwood Centre was taken yesterday by the Brentwood Leisure Trust. And already, Chris, there's a petition up online. There's talk of the site being used for housing. There are also tenants at the Brentwood Centre, including Phoenix FM. So today is a chance to hear straight from you the details of how this has happened, why the council couldn't lawfully provide any further monies to the trust, and it's to stop the misinformation out there, and what the commitment is from the council going forward. So, sorry that was a bit of a long speech there, but I know you're going to cover all this.
Yeah, you know, it's important to try and get some clarity out there. So obviously this is, what's the phrase, all kicking off, if I can say that, immediately this morning. And of course, things hit social media pretty rapidly in the modern world, and of course invariably the things on social media that are said that have no basis in truth whatsoever. So let's try and hopefully get some clarity across about the situation. So let's start with the big picture. The Brentwood Leisure Trust, who are the leaseholders for the Brentwood Centre, and they also manage our six community halls around the borough, have had basically today to declare themselves insolvent. The insolvency practitioners are in. They're basically out of cash. The sort of thing that's brought this to a head, of course, is COVID-19 and the pandemic. We all know by watching the news that all sorts of sectors have been hit hard. The leisure sector has been hit hard. You know, gyms across the country had to close for a period because people couldn't go in and use the equipment, and there's all sorts of restrictions, and yet could be restrictions. So we know the BLT have found it tough to get people in the centre in the usual way that they always would have done. And of course, the council have found it tough as well because, you know, we have income streams that have been hit, as any business, all right? So this is the immediate context.
Yeah.
The broader picture is this. The council for many years have been effectively bailing out and banking and bankrolling the BLT for a long period of time. The council are the largest creditor of the BLT. Currently, we're in to 350 grand with them that's currently owed. We'll see if that pays back. We've got sort of reservations as to what that might be. Of course, that's down to the insolvency practitioners to work all that out. And that work is happening today. And we used to, and we have in the past, issued what were called, inverted commas, letters of comfort. Now, if you look at the BLT's own accounts from the year ending 2019-20, i.e. before COVID even hit, before none of us even knew what the word meant, there is a clear comment in there from their auditor that says if it wasn't for the letters of comfort that the council were issuing, the BLT were already effectively insolvent, and we were sort of keeping them ticking over with these comfort letters and loans over the years that we've issued. Okay, so this is not new news to Brentwood Council. We knew that the Leisure Trust was struggling. They've been struggling for years, and people who use the centre know that they were struggling, and people who are tenants of the Leisure Centre know they're struggling. And as you guys do, as a tenant effectively of the Leisure Trust, where you broadcast from, so we know all of this. This is not new news. So COVID brought this into focus. Our officers have been dealing with the management and the trustees at the Leisure Trust pretty much for months over the summer, trying to work out what the options were. It always seemed very likely that that there was a real risk of insolvency for the Leisure Trust. And in doing the due diligence that we were doing, what became apparent is there is something in legislation called state aid. There's legislation around what's called state aid. Now, state aid is effectively where the state, i.e. the government or local government, use taxpayers' money to prop up an organisation. Now, whilst the Leisure Trust are a charity and whilst they're a leaseholder of council property, they're still effectively a business. They run a gym, they run a pool, they're there to make a profit, they run events to make a profit, they have tenants that make a profit, etc., etc. So state aid means that you can't use taxpayers' money to prop up a business effectively, because if we did it for the BLT and the gym there, then you know, why couldn't Pure Gyms come to us or Absolute Gym or anything? You know, see what I mean? So you can't, because what it does, it uses taxpayers' money to give another organisation an unfair advantage. So it, under law, you can't do it. So all of this information was presented to councillors, and there were a twofold consideration. One, that legally we couldn't do it, so as a local authority, clearly you can't, in the face of clear advice, break the law. Just can't do it. So there's the obvious thing to say, so we couldn't put, give any more money their way.
Yeah.
And secondly, you know, even if there wasn't the legislation that was blocking us from doing it, pretty much the majority of the members of the council were looking at us thinking, if we put another six-figure sum in, as we have done, I say we're already into 350 grand, and we've put thick end of 2 million in over over 14 years, we know that money was not going to come back. And this is not council money. This is my money. This is your money. This is taxpayers' money. So either way, we knew that we were just putting more money into a pot and we're very likely to get it back or get a return on it. So we were just delaying the inevitable, frankly. And every time we delayed it, put more money in, we used taxpayers' money to do it. So that wasn't palatable to members anyway. Irrespective of our feelings around that, we couldn't breach state aid legislation.
Right.
Subsequent to that, it transpired in the course of this month that there was not enough money in the pot to pay the, do the payroll, which was actually due today. Once you can't pay the payroll, that's it, you're done. The insolvency people are in, and that's why the centre is closed effectively from today, all right, in a nutshell.
Yeah.
So, this has all been looming large for a number of months. Of course, as a local authority, we have to do some sort of mitigation work. We have to look at contingency planning. And the worst case scenario was that the BLT went under, which it has done. And of course, we've got a contingency plan for that. All right. Mm. We've had to look at different scenarios.
Yeah.
And one of those scenarios was the trust ceased to exist, which is where we are. And of course, the centre's still there. It's still a valuable asset. It's still absolutely vital to people for all sorts of reasons. Not only, for example, the additional, not only leisure and sports facilities there, but the people that go there for mental health groups and all sorts of stuff. We recognise all of that.
Yeah.
So it's not an option to close the Brentwood Centre.
Right.
So therefore, we've already been talking to, provisionally, in the event of, could you do this, and we get a temporary or an interim operator to come in and run the centre. And that's what we're going to do.
Right.
Okay. So that will probably take a couple of days. There are real practicalities over the next few days, from as basic things about who's paying the gas, who's paying the electric, who's giving us the keys back, who sets the alarm, all these basic things that we need to do, yeah? We just need to sort out over the next couple of days.
Right.
So what I'd ask people to do is bear with us while we do it. People are emailing me about their gym memberships. Frankly, right now, I don't know. Right?
Yeah.
If you've paid 2 years in advance, and by the way, I was a gym member there, and some of my colleagues are paid up 2 years in advance as well, so we're all in it together. I can't answer the detail of that question now. We need to work out what that means, because effectively you've paid the trust. The trust has gone under.
Mm.
We have an interim operator come in. Can we transfer your membership? I just don't know. All right, so we've got to work all this stuff out.
Yeah.
So what I'm asking is people to bear with us. Yes, it seems bad, but unfortunately, information has gone out there that made it seem a hell of a lot worse than it is. This is under control. We know what we're doing. We've got a real blip in the road. We anticipated it would happen, and we're just rolling out our contingency plan to make to fix it. It's not straightforward.
Yeah.
Never is. And this is a big issue for us, you know.
Mm.
But it's in hand. This has not taken us by surprise.
Yeah.
And the thing I'll just add, Michelle, quickly is, you know, other rumours that are going around about they're going to demolish it, they're going to turn it into flats.
Yeah.
What a load of codswallop.
Yeah.
Right? The Brentwood Centre is already in our whole site, is already in our leisure strategy. It's already mentioned in my corporate plan for this year, for the council's corporate plan, to invest in it. So we're not about to abandon that. The Brentwood Leisure Centre site is absolutely key in terms of sport, health, well-being provision, and it will remain so. And you know what? This might be a bad day today, but I think it's the beginning of actually being able to get over this and do something really positive with it. So I'm optimistic. I'm not panicking.
Yeah.
And the council's in control of the situation, and we'll sort it out over the next few days or maybe week or so.
And also, any employees or current service providers, they can get in contact on 01277 312 500 and get some further information. And as I mentioned to you off air, the breast cancer screening lorry which is parked here, that's still please turn up for your appointments, because that isn't cancelled rather, I can't say my words there. But yeah, you mentioned about the leisure strategy that was in the recent plan from the council as well. So everything's going to be done to keep the building. It's not going to be turned into a big housing estate.
Absolute rubbish.
which was out there already. And it's just it's a sad day for people who've lost their employment. As we know, with COVID-19, that's happening all over the country.
So I have had calls from small businesses today. You guys are one of them. Paul called me last night.
Yeah.
Thinking, Chris, what happens? Can we get in tomorrow? Is the power going to be on? You know, we've got a broadcast, and you know, we've got our license obligations. So get all that. And I just tried to reassure Paul not to worry. You're sitting there now broadcasting. That's great. And so that's covered. But then, as you say, you've got physios, you've got locks and lashes.
Yeah.
You've got other people in there that use the centre. These are small businesses that need access. So I've tried to just, you know, this is the dust needs to settle, and then we'll find out exactly what's happening. But you know, small businesses are struggling enough. This, is part of the fallout of COVID, I guess, notwithstanding what I told you about the previous history of the financial position anyway, which is kind of pretty common knowledge. If you've only got to look at the accounts and you can see that. So we need to protect small businesses. We also need to be very mindful that there are employees of the trust itself and the events company that was linked to it. So, you know, there'll be obligations there under 2P that we need to work through as well. We've got some really, and I'm not just saying this because I'm afraid it sounds great to do it, there are some fantastic people who've worked with the Leisure Trust in the Brentwood Centre for years, and we don't want to lose those people, okay?
Yeah.
So the centre's going to remain open. We just do need to work out the transition, all right? And there'll be changes of contracts, people getting 2P'd over, and a whole load of stuff around HR I can't even begin to understand, all right?
Yeah.
That will be dealt with, and that's all part of the pieces that we now need to pick up because of the insolvency of the BLT.
Now,
we'll work through it.
Now, there is already, you have obviously covered all this, but just to let the people know that have signed, there is actually a petition out there called Save the Brentwood Centre, which has got over 300 signatures so far. So if you are out there listening, hopefully Chris has reassured you. And Chris, obviously, your office has seen that as well.
Michelle, look, just to reiterate that, the Brentwood Centre is still there. It's a facility packed full of gym equipment, a pool. It's got a cafe and a whole, it's got a hall, it's got a martial arts centre upstairs, it's got a whole load of stuff that's there. We're not boarding up and walking away, all right? What I want to happen over the next few days is people be able to access the centre again. I don't care who opens the door, and people as customers shouldn't care who the operator is. What they care about is they can still use the facility.
Yeah.
So the facility's there, it's there to be used. Let us sort out the management and the operational side of it, you know, who's running it. But what I really want to see is that irrespective of who's running it, you can still walk into the Brentwood Centre and use it. So there might be a disruption for a couple of days, but I'm not at the centre at the moment, so the doors might be closed, there might be signs up, there are people going in and doing valuations of the assets and all sorts of stuff today. That's normal practice when this sort of thing happens.
Yeah.
All right? But there's no way, you know, as a council operator, you know, let's say we turn this around in a couple of days and we get the new operator in to, you know, open the doors up, man the reception and all that basic stuff that needs to happen.
Mm.
Last thing you want to do is walk in and say, well, where's the gym equipment? Well, we don't want to keep it there. It's no value to us. If we're going to reopen the centre in the next couple of days, then people need to walk in and have a full suite of gym equipment. So we're not about to sell the stuff off to pay try and put a small dent in the amount we're owed. It's pointless.
Yeah.
So all of this stuff is being worked through at the moment. So, you know, I know there's a lot of upset. The upset has been compounded unhelpfully by misinformation that's been put out. I've tried to just get on the radio now with you, Michelle, and I thank you for the opportunity, just to give the facts. And it's not that we didn't want it to close, and we didn't want to not help the BLT. We couldn't help the BLT under law. State aid is something you can't turn your eye to. Local government, above all organisations, must follow the law. Mm. And that's what we did.
Yeah.
And that's where we are. And we'll work it out. It's not a problem. Well, it is a problem, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
I'm confident we'll get through it.
Okay, so I just had a look at the petition, by the way. It's up to about 1,400 people. So if you are one of the people that signed the petition and you are listening, hopefully Chris has explained everything there. It is going to stay open. The council are going to be doing their best, and it might not be within the next 24 hours, but as soon as it can have the doors open again, they will be open, and it is staying. It's not going to be a housing estate. It's not going to be knocked down. It is staying as the Brentwood Centre, a much-needed centre in the Brentwood. It has been Brentwood for fitness and for mental health, as you said, and lots of community groups meeting here as well, so it will be ongoing. So thank you very much, Chris, for talking to us today and taking the time to get that message out there.
That's a pleasure. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're welcome. Take care, my love. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Chris Hossick there from Brentwood Borough Council, giving us all the information on the Brentwood Centre here. So if you want to find out more, do check out the Brentwood Council website, and we'll have more updates for you, probably from the council on Friday. I'll be talking to another member of Brentwood Council on Friday, or even possibly tomorrow. As soon as we've got more updates, we'll get those straight to you. Just getting up to 12:25. Let's have some music, and I've got another guest coming up who's going to be talking about her debut book. That's Tertia Cutmore.